This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Six Coloradans are in Italy for the 2026 Winter Paralympic Games. They're competing in events ranging from Paralympic skiing and snowboarding to wheelchair curling to sled hockey. However, many more of the 72 American Paralympic athletes spend some time in the Centennial State. Colorado Springs is home to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Training Center. Public comment ended this week on the federal playbook to manage the dwindling Colorado River if states fail to reach their own deal. KUNC Scott Franz reports leaders in both the upper and lower basin states aren't happy with the options.
Colorado's water negotiator says the Interior Department's proposals aren't enough to protect Lake Powell and Lake Mead, the two reservoirs holding water for millions of Americans. Colorado also says the federal government lacks the legal standing to carry out the playbook. Some proposals range from creating new incentives for states to save water to scaling back releases in response to drought conditions. Downriver in Arizona, negotiators are also blasting the proposals. They say the changes would lead to severe water shortages in their state and threaten the economy. The seven states that depend on the river have repeatedly failed to reach a deal on how to share it. The Interior Department says it will announce which option it prefers sometime this spring. Scott Franz, KUNC.
The average price of gas in Colorado is over $3.20 for a gallon of regular unleaded. The spike in prices are due to disruptions in shipping caused by the war in Iran. This is CPR News in KRCC.